This incredible story, Aliens in America, you've got 20 great cases here. How'd you come up with these, and what was your criteria?
Well, there you go. I mean, you could pick hundreds of cases, right? Well, criteria A was it was North America. They didn't. I came up with why I wanted to do Bent Waters, I wanted to do Todd Morton, I wanted to do various cases that I liked, right? And they said, no. It's got to be North America because the people reading this book are going to be going on summer vacations. They want to get to a place in a few hours, not fly across an ocean. Okay, so limit it to North America. That was first of all. The second thing that they said was try to get cases where you can discuss the science of the cases. So it's not just Mary Jo in the middle of Idaho sees a light outside a window and gets abducted. Talk about the evidence. Talk about the proof. Talk about it succinctly, but talk about it in a way that somebody who's not a UFO specialist, who doesn't have a degree in physics, can read the book and read, oh, so-and-so took these pictures, and here are the pictures that the person took, right? Talk about is there science? And so we developed this thing about the four prongs of various cases, that there are multiple credible witnesses, not just one person in a dark. I mean, those are valid stories. You hear the stories on the air. We wrote about these stories in Worker in the Light and Journey to the Light.
Right.
So, I mean, we took these very seriously. But multiple credible witnesses, physical trace evidence from whatever happened, and is there some kind of government reaction, government documents, like in, something in MJ-12, something about a special letter or something. And then I added a fourth, and my fourth was interesting because I think this is one of the – for me, it's one of the most important things about this. And this is what happened in Gulf Breeze and McMinnville and Rex Heflin cases, the McDonald cases, and it's – What do the powers that be, what does government do to debunk the case, to call people hoaxers, to wreck their lives, to destroy the evidence? What does the government do? Because it's, you know how light bends around a black hole? There's a new black hole the scientists have just discovered way out 50 mm-hmm. million light years away, and they discovered it by the way light is swirling around it. Well, truth, reality swirls around the black hole of the truth that nobody wants you to know about. And so when you see the extent that government goes to deny something, right, like the Phoenix Lights, why does the National Guard have to show up and talk about the 1030 lights
right.
when people like Fife Symington and Lynn Kitai and folks like that are talking about the 830 lights? Okay, I mean, it just makes no sense. And they come up with this story about flares at the 1030 lights. Then they go ahead and they do a flare experiment 3 years later, which looks nothing like the 830 object that people saw floating across Arizona. That's what I mean. Bent Waters, they come up with a whole bunch of explanations that make absolutely no sense. Roswell crash dummies. Why would the government do that?
And after great eyewitness testimony.
Yes, that's the whole point. So why would the government do more of a hoax than the hoax they're saying the people did in the first place? And that's the fourth prong of these cases. So that was how I chose the cases.